This call is being recorded.
Greetings to you. One who serves where with you, ready and willing to go. Although the one we are working through here is not so bright right now. Feeling a little bit, not under the weather, wrong word here, a little tired, we find it. A little less energy. So we're going to try to pump him up a little bit and get things going, get the show on the road here.
Good.
For that is what this is all about these days, this show that is coming. And we speak about this often in this terminology, to give it a lightning effect here, so that it is not so... so solemn at times that it is not happening, that you are not having the experiences that you want. So we ask you to sit back, enjoy the show, and look at it in this respect, that it is something that is coming, it is something that is going to be wonderful, it is something that is going to be special for you, because you are the ones that came here to do this. You are the ones that are making this all happen, as we have said this many, many times. But we cannot say it enough, because you need to, what is your saying, pat yourselves on the back here, because it is a job well done. And we're speaking like this because it is coming near to an end for all of this. It is going to be a beginning of other things, but it is an end of the duality here, the duality program that has been in place here for so long. You are coming near to an end to that. We know Sananda has spoken about this and just recently spoken about it through another source here, and we're reiterating this because it is so important. Duality is coming to an end. The veil is dropping. All of this is in the process. It is in the process of happening now. And even though you are not yet seeing the major effects of this, you will very shortly. It is coming. It is going to be a part of you and a part of your expression here. And the matrix, as you know it, is going to be gone or very much altered in many respects. So sit back, enjoy the show, and as you say in the Matrix, put on your seatbelts, because things are going to be changing a lot here in coming up times here.
Good.
Okay?
Thank you.
This is our message. We are here standing by with Ashira. Do you have questions for us at this time? Going to have a short evening tonight then. No questions.
This is Christine from Knoxville, Tennessee. I have a question about what you just said about duality. I listened to Peter Olson yesterday on Many a One, and he gave out the message that Sananda had requested for duality to end, and that was granted. Can you speak more of that, please?
It is exactly as you are saying. The idea of duality was an experiment, and that experiment is coming to an end here on this planet. It is continuing at some other locations, but for here now, it is going to be coming to an end. It is not going to be a drastic end, though. It is not going to be 1 minute you are in duality and the next you are not. It is a process, as we say many times, a process of ascension here. But there are going to be certain things, as it was spoken about on Sunday and through other sources as well, certain things that are going to occur, that are going to begin to move all of this along more and more and more, and faster as it gains momentum. So the idea of duality, as you know it, is going to be... disappearing over a short period of time, not a long period of time. Ashira, anything to add here to this?
No, I don't think so. Thank you.
Very good. Does this answer your question?
Yes, it does. I just kind of didn't understand what Peter Olson was talking about. You know, we can still make mistakes, and we will still forgot the words he used about our. I'll have to get back with you on this. I'm not sure how to rephrase this, so I'll just wait until I can remember more. Thank you so much.
Very good.
We think that the most important thing to remember is that it is not one day the plan is a duality and the next day it is not. It is a process, and then the heaviness of the third dimensional world draws that into more of a process. So you, even though you hear and you experience at some level the going away of the duality program, will take a time till you actually see it in your life fully and completely, Christine.
Thank you.
Yes, and you have to understand, as you rise in vibration and higher frequencies, these things that are difficult for you in this lifetime, in this 3D realm here, in this paradigm, will be disappearing again over a process here. And as you move up in the higher vibrations, you move more and more out of the sense of duality. And that was what Sananda was speaking about.
Thank you.
Are there further questions here?
Yes.
One
question. This is Celia. I would like a little more explanation. Is it an individual process? Because I understand that is as I raise my vibration, therefore I go out of the matrix. But does it mean it's only what I can do for myself, or there are things that will be done in general for the planet or for humanity? Can you please explain a little more? Thank
yes,
you.
We can, but the Shira wishes to go here.
Yes,
first.
I will take this first. Good evening, Vidya. It is so good to speak with you, our friend. So everything that is experienced on this planet is experienced by individuals and by the group. And so as you are looking at your progress on your ascension pathway, you see things fall from your life. As you raise your frequency, you see things that are no longer coming into your perspective, into your experience, that you need to experience. But then again, there is also the collective. And the collective holds on to things a little bit longer. And the collective has a much wider range of people who are in their fully awakened state to people who are barely awakened. And so those types of things that you are holding on to as individuals can be held on to for longer periods of time. So this is a dual answer. Yes, you individually have control of what you are releasing and what you are experiencing. And you are experiencing those things that come to you as quickly and as easily as possible. Even this may take time. Even this may seem slow to you, but it is indeed a very fast period of time. Be patient with yourself and with your human family. And know that as things move forward, there are so many things that you are leaving behind, but you won't even notice because your eyes are on the prize at the end of the line. Okay?
Thank you. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bless you.
Very good. Any further questions here?
Yes, I have a question, sir. You were talking and speaking about an experiment here. And I know, if I'm right and correct, that we volunteered for this, and I'm one of them. And I know at the very first, when I started here 5 years ago, a letter came out from the Federation saying that, telling us about the ships and all this, and it did say that this planet is with free will without any rules. And I thought that name might be what they're talking about, the experiment. And then I heard that this most planets are hollow and they're not, no one lives on the surface. Now, I don't know if that's true. And that's another experiment they were trying to do to see how we could make it living on a surface of a planet. Can you help me, please?
Yes. There, as we say, an experiment, this has been something that has been going on for a very long time. This was put in motion, and it has come to a point where it is near a culmination. The ones that were a part of this experiment, all of you, of course, and then all of those others which you call the dark forces or the cabal, were all part of this experiment and had their part to play here. For they brought the idea of duality into the picture. And the idea of free will, certainly this is a free will universe, and it is very important that this part of the process continue on, that it is going to be a free will universe still, and it is necessary for these things to come to a point where they reach their culmination. And that is what is occurring here now. That is what you are coming to. Ashira?
Does that answer you, Rita?
Oh, yes. Thank you.
All right. I think that I'll let that stand. Thank you.
Very good. Any further questions here?
Namaste, one who serves, Lady Ashira. Good evening. I wanted to ask about Inner Earth. How should we pack for when we go visit Inner Earth? Is it going to be a week trip or a week, more like a week and get away? Thank you.
I'd be happy to answer this first.
You knew you would.
You are so cute, my friend. You don't need to worry about packing anything, for we are operating on replicators and all types of technology that you do not have on the surface. So whether you stay for a day, a week, 3 weeks, or months, everything will be available to you, and you will have everything that you need and probably things that you want. It's a wonderful experience to be able to live life fully and completely with other beings who are in a level of consciousness that can share openly and without any kind of fear. Everything is full of love. Everything is love. And those things that you will learn to sing to the flowers, to change their colors if they desire, to speak to the dragons and the unicorns, all of those things are magical, and all of those gifts are for you, my friend. One who serves.
Very good. Are there further questions here? Then we are ready to release channel. We do not have a closing message, so we will just sign off. Shanti, peace be with you. Be
God
the
bless
one.
You.
Peace be with you.
We knew that we came tonight, and James had been very busy today. And had discussed with Susan that she probably needed to take the lead. Did a very good job, did he not?
Yes, he did.
Mm-hmm.
So the topic that we want to discuss is then brought to us by Susan. Brought to us because she felt like she had been doing so many things right along her ascension process. And yet for the last several weeks, she has been hit by a variety of things that seem to be sickness or illness, and she's been concerned about this. And yet, they have assured her that this is ascension symptoms. As she rises in her own capacity for holding more light, her energy centers have come on board. They've knocked her off center. She has needed less sleep, and yet that has also worn her in the daytime. We want to assure you that everything is exactly as it should be. Each and every one of you is going to have your own experiences. We have discussed this over the past couple of years. You will see foods that you've never wanted to eat before that suddenly you have a craving for. You will have things that you want to drink. You may find days that you are hungry and days that you are not. You may find yourself responding to sleep changes. Hopefully you are in a position where you can catch some sleeps in the daytime if that's necessary.
Mm-hmm.
All of these things are part of your ascension process, or possibly parts of your ascension process. Feeling like you are straddling two or three worlds at once. Feeling as if life is much harder, harder to grasp, harder to figure out. Many of you ever have these experiences. Please be patient. Know that each and every one of you is in our good care. That we are here with you, we are supporting you, and we are loving you. And that even though it seems like a monumental task that you are about, it is one that we know that you are going to be able to accomplish. And these things come in waves. Do not happen all at once, and they give you breaks in between. How many of you have had heart challenges, heart pains, back pains, headaches, sinus infections, and yet you are perfectly healthy? We just encourage you to maintain a good attitude about things. Continue to walk forward in your path, knowing that the life that you are leading and you're moving into is going to be getting easier and easier once you continue on the path you are on. We let it be so tonight. Give you our love. Give you our support. Call upon us. We want to be with you. Let us talk to you in the dark of the night. Let us talk to you in your meditation. Let us be with you. Namaste.
Namaste.
God bless you. Thank you.